What let you down today, in your opinion?
Oh, gee, we played against a pretty good opposition, and I think the footy world might give a bit more credit to, and maybe we should as a footy club too. They showed us a clean pair of heels in so many facets of the game in the first half. It wasn't funny. So, to the credit of our players, once we got a chance at half time to spend some time with them and work out where we could try to correct a couple of things and get ourselves back into the contest, at least we fought the game out and gave ourselves a chance. You know, strangely enough, with 10 minutes still to play, you know, we're pressing really hard and still coming, and then just a couple of things went against us, and all it was going to take was for them to convert a goal, and it would take the fizz out of our charge. But to the credit of the players, they responded after half time, but in the first half, North were just far too strong in the air, but by and large, they just hunted the contest much better than us. Goldstein gave them first supply. Cunnington was outstanding at the base of those stoppage packs, and he was just a bull, and in my view, best player on the ground, just because he's just so hard. You know, we'd have three trying to tackle him, he'd still somehow get it out to within a free one or two Kangaroos players, and they just spread from the stoppage far much better than us, but that just came down to hunt and desire, and they had it in spades early in the game, and we didn't, and we were really poor.
That first comment, does that suggest that you didn't give them enough credit, the playing group?
No, I don't think it. You know, we prepared our playing group for it, but they were just hungry for the contest, you know, and that's going to happen. North won't have that sort of hunger for the contest in every game that they play this year. That's just the way that it is, unfortunately. They're going to have some hiccup throughout the course of the year where Brad Scott's sitting here exactly like I am and saying, what the hell has happened this week? Where did it go? Because we had it. We didn't have it in the first quarter last week, to be fair, to the Demons, but we did for the following three quarters, and then it just disappeared in the first quarter and a bit for us tonight. So that's the magic formula, and very few clubs have got it right now. That's why the competition's so even. So we're disappointed with that. Disappointed that we didn't give a better account of ourselves in the first half in particular, but especially that first quarter.
You highlighted a few things there that North did really well, but what were you disappointed in as far as areas on your side of the equation?
Oh, just we needed a contest in competitiveness, and all the KPIs that we take, we had two green ones out of 18 in the first half. They ain't going to win you too many games of footy. So, and to the credit of North Melbourne, because their KPI boards they're probably pretty similar. they've won 15 or 16 of those. I think one of them was equal, and the other 15 North have won. No wonder it's 7-2 at quarter time. So, if you've got a lot of red in some of the key areas of the ground, and some of that is just as simple as who's getting their hand on the ball at the stoppage. Either in terms of the hit-out or first possession, who's actually winning the clearances, and North in particular were winning all those battles. And then that was just at the hunt right there and then. When it became an aerial game too, they were just far too dominant. So we couldn't win it at ground level, and we couldn't win it in the air either. And so we were bleeding a fair bit in the first half. And to the credit of the players, we found a way to get ourselves back into the game, and maybe even a sneaky chance of being able to pinch it. But we just couldn't get the same composure and use of the ball in the last quarter as what we got in the third, and that meant that we couldn't seriously challenge in the end.
The fact that Tom Mitchell was obviously struggled with the tag, and that you lost the clearances by quite a bit. Do you think there's a correlation there that blokes were sort of expecting him to get first hands on the ball?
Oh, I think Mitch was one of a whole midfield, really, that we got beaten in the ruck, we got beaten on the wings, this is early in the game, we got beaten. In fact, I don't know where we didn't get beaten in the first quarter. That's disappointing, because it's the first quarter of the game, you know the heat's going to be on, and to North's credit, they were ready for it and we weren't. Who knows why, because it wasn't like we didn't focus on how well North's been playing over the course of the first four rounds of the season. They've been playing some really good footy. They've got their best six or seven players all up and going with not a high injury list, and they're all in, you know, nearly career best form, those six or seven players. And you know, like I think Tarrant and and Thompson in the back end have something like 20 marks between them in the first half, or and we're not going to win many games of footy, and no opposition will if those two guys are taking marks like that in their back end.
What did you say at half time? I mean, you know, the turnaround was pretty drastic in the third quarter. Do you rant and rave, or do you, you know, what changed things there?
Well, part of it, the pride of the players. I mean, once they get a chance and get together as a collective group of 22 and just say, listen, we've got to stand for something here, because we're at that point in time, we're staring down the barrel of a, you know, 100-point loss. We're dreadful in the first half. And to the credit of the players there, their pride kicked in a bit, because, you know, what we requested for them to do at halftime was no different to what we requested them to do at the start of the game. North had a greater hunger and appetite for and preparedness to do that more than we did in the early part of the game. And we're a lot better in the second half. And that gave us a chance to compete. Didn't give us a big enough chance to get ourselves back into the contest in terms of winning the game, but it certainly gave us a chance to compete and get some scoreboard presence. And, yeah, that's something that we didn't have at all in the first half.
There's an incident between Mitchell and Toddy Goldstein. Seemed like an undisciplined act from Tom Mitchell, an uncustomary one. What was your take on that? It gifted North Melbourne an easy goal.
Yeah, I haven't even seen it, mate, so I don't know. I can't comment on something that I haven't seen, but, yeah, we'll have a look at it during the week.
When you saw Attlee had the free kick in front of goal, did you know what had gone on in that case?
Yeah, well, I knew it was a free kick, but I didn't know where the hell it had come from. And, yeah, so can't comment on it until I actually see it.
What about the incident with Sean Higgins in the third term? What did you make of that?
Oh, well, it seemed to me, and usually these ones, when it's a severe concussion, I think, unfortunately for Higo, I think he was, you know, out of it before he even hit the deck. And usually for mine, when it's a, and I can't be certain of this, but usually for mine, that's a clash of heads. Strangely enough, even sometimes if it's a shoulder, there's still a little bit of meat on the shoulder to actually protect the player with the who'd been hit in the head. But when it's two noggins hitting each other. You know, Birdo was bloody lucky that he wasn't knocked out as well. But it was probably because Sean was blindsided. He didn't see it coming, so he just had no idea that contact was coming. That's what I think that it is. I'm not certain of that. But usually when a concussion is that significant, it's usually come from two sets of skulls hitting against each other.
Do you prefer that to be sort of a bit of a player from an MRP perspective or MRO perspective? Would you rather that being so accidental that shouldn't be suspended or cited?
There's heat clashes in the game all the time. Yeah. I think what we've got to do is try to reduce the congestion. And I've been on this for a long, long period. I'm not that one so much about congestion. That was just a blindside situation, but. But a lot of players have the clashing of the heads when they're both chasing a ball. That's we got to reward. And I know Lee Matthews and others hate it. The game should be about the ball carrier, but at the minute, in my view, the game is 95% about the ball carrier and 5% about the bloke that's trying to chase him. I'm not talking about turning around so that it's 95% the chaser, but reward the tackler more. Reward the tackle. There's just so many incorrect disposals in the game of AFL footy. We're treating the game as if we're playing a group of under-12s and they don't know how to kick, mark and handball. And I came to a game yesterday and watched St Kilda in terms of competitiveness and tackling pressure and that sort of stuff, some outstanding tackling pressure. And in my view, five opportunities within 20 or 30 metres from goal where Giants players had the ball and, in my view, incorrect disposal from good tackling pressure, but it's not paid. Just pay the free kicks. And then in each of those cases, they become five ball ups. Now, the Saints don't mind, really. They've got a ball up at least in their front end and they can set up their defence behind it. But by and large, that should be a free kick to them, goal, and actually educating players that they have to dispose of the ball correctly. Now, why they get that leg up because, oh, we've got to protect the player with the ball. Well, he's got the ball. Get rid of it in the right way, according to the rule book. And if you get rid of it the right way, then you won't have to worry about getting done for a free kick. But what's happening is it just draws more into the ball, and we're getting more and more of these types of incidents in games of footy. you know, how many guys we've seen go off with blood rules and clash of heads and those sorts of things, and I think we could avoid something there.
Ryan Burton was in the VFL obviously a week ago, and he's come back in and had only the 9 disposals. So what have you making of his form at the moment?
Yeah, well, gee, we could point the finger at any individual player at Hawthorn, but it's a collective for us. You know, we had 22 poor players in the first half, and part of that is to do with their individual contribution, and part of it is to do as a collective. And I've got to take some responsibility, and we as a coaching group, on why we didn't have our players in the same sort of the same sort of desire and hunt for the contest as what the Kangaroo side. But as I said, you know, there'll be times in the next few weeks where it just evaporates from the Kangaroo system too. It is bloody hard to maintain for 22 rounds of the season, and sometimes you're going to get nutted. And unfortunately for us, the first quarter today was one of those times for us. To the credit of our boys, we found a way to get back into it. But that was all around one thing, really, that we competed better. Not as overwhelmingly good as what North did to us in the first quarter, but we competed better in the third quarter, and that gave us a chance to actually put some scoreboard pressure on the opposition.
I think it's just that Sean Burgon could have played this week. Does that mean he's almost certain to face the Saints?
Yeah, I'd imagine he trained all throughout the course of the week, and you know, he and we and wanted to play him in a sense, but you know, at 35 or 36 years of age, we just wanted to be really, really cautious with it. I think the Cats will probably have the same view with Ablett. Just can't afford to take punts with guys. If he was 22 or 23, he probably would have played this week. But, yeah, we'll hopefully get him back next week, because, dare I say it, when you have a performance like that and you're getting nutted around the ball like we were in the first quarter, so often in the past we've been able to go to a Sean Burgoyne to help us out, and obviously couldn't today, so yeah, that'll give us a better option next week.
Any other injuries today, or any injury?
No, just bruised ego, dented pride, all those things that happen when you're a coach. But you know, this is going to be a topsy turvy season, and you know, it's going to be hard to string, you know, consistent wins together. And you know, you just got to hang in there as best you can, because as much as we didn't see that first quarter coming this week, yeah, we're just as likely to be able to turn it back around pretty quickly as well. So try and stay as positive as we can and get ourselves ready for the Saints next Saturday night.
So William Shields back
is
fine.
Well, yeah, actually he was out of the game in the last 40 minutes of the game. So I haven't got an update, but there are injuries that stop you from being able to participate right there and then. He had some sort of spasm in the back, and but you just wait and see how they recover. Yeah, he could quite easily recover from that quite well and play next week.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.